Arizona's news station.
Stop pointing at me.
KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. You're breaking news and traffic now.
You pointed at me. You know when you point, I'm going. I'm like Ron Burgundy, for God's sakes. Every single day at this time, we hold up the headlines. Normally, Becky Lynn is here, but now we've got a substitute, and quite a substitute indeed. We are honored, our honored guest, Deborah Dale, for holding up the headlines.
Well, thank you. At 3:30, I'm Deborah Dale, and here is our top story.
Arizona's immigration crisis.
The only hospital in the Yuma border sector is bracing for the end of Title 42 and a possible surge in patients. Michelle Headington with the Yuma Regional Medical Center says they're working to increase staffing with one big challenge.
Nursing staff and all the support services that you need to care for patients are at a premium right now. So doing that with no way to bill people is where it really starts to get tough.
Headington stresses they'll continue to provide care to anyone walking through their doors despite being owed more than $26 million in medical bills.
Oof.
I know, bummer story. Sorry.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
This is like Biden's immigration plan. It's going right in the dirt. We've talked to Doug Nichols, who is the mayor of Yuma. He's talked about the fact that $26 plus million, they're upside down. They know what's coming. It's only going to get worse. Even Lori Lightfoot, the awful disgrace, soon to be ex-mayor of Chicago, has said that their hospitals in some areas are overrun because people are coming here from other countries and they're being bused there. And the first thing they do is go straight to the hospital. But this is going to get much worse.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you're going to see this not just in Yuma, but in Nogales, Tucson, El Paso,
Brownsville, McAllen,
all the way along where the social structure and the way that we can take care of people is going to be stretched to the limits.
Absolutely. We're holding up the headlines.
Well, Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallegos says the extra troops President Biden's sending to the U.S. southern border, 1,500 of them, can help with logistics ahead of the end of Title 42.
You know, I think we should continue to do everything we can under the law, provide, as long as it's helping these border communities relieve some of the pressure that they're receiving from these migrant flows.
Gallego admits the situation at the border is a humanitarian issue that's affecting border communities.
He's a buffoon. But he is, he's pushing this, I think he's running for something from what I hear, right?
I'm led to believe.
Yeah, he is running for something, and he is just kissing the butt of the White House. This is a joke, the way this is being handled. Yes, it is a humanitarian crisis, but it's also one that we have made, and we're making it worse.
Well, we can agree, though, that, 1,500 is better than zero? Didn't Kirsten Sinema say that?
Yeah, it is better than zero.
1,500 is better than none. This is a problem.
But a week before, you didn't think about this?
It seems like there's also going to be, by Thursday at about noon, there's going to be a whole bunch of other problems they hadn't thought of yet.
That is so government right there. We're holding up the headlines.
A Valley woman was killed on a hiking trail last week, and police are asking the public to help identify a suspect. KTAR's Luke Forstner live in the news center with the story.
Well, Deborah, Phoenix police say they believe 28-year-old Lauren Heike was attacked from behind last Friday at about 10 in the morning while hiking on a trail near 65th Street and Libby Lane in North Phoenix. Phoenix Police Lieutenant James Hester says they're still looking for a suspect and are asking the public for help.
We are looking for a male between 5'8 and 6 foot tall, wearing dark clothing and a backpack. We believe someone would have noticed this person either before the attack or after he fled from our scene.
And Hester recommends the community be cautious as the search continues. You can read more at KTAR.com. Live from the news center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.
You're a hiker. You're out there. It's desolate. If something like that's going to, you're thinking to yourself, did she know the person? Were they out there together?
Yeah, but this isn't exactly the middle of nowhere either. If you think about where this trailhead is.
I just pulled up the map.
Well, it's kind of like over by the Mayo Clinic off the 101. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's not really
some of that open desert and open
trails. This isn't one of those out in the middle of somewhere where nobody will find you scenarios.
No. Yeah, and you go hiking. We talked the other day. Make sure you got your water and make sure you're prepared for the thing and your sunscreen or whatever it might be. You don't you don't think you're going to be the victim of a crime out there.
No, no. But it's the crime usually is a crime to yourself because you don't take enough stuff with you. But this is not one of those desolate areas.
No.
That's why this is a very interesting thing. And, you know, did she know somebody? Did she meet somebody? Or was she out there on her own? Tragic. That's a question that people will ask. We're holding up the headlines.
KTAR Eyes on Parenting, the American Academy of Pediatrics.
The hell was that?
That was vaping.
Oh, okay.
That was a vaping noise.
That was vape.
Says 1 in 6 high school students use tobacco or nicotine products. Dr. Susan Wally, the co-author of the agency's new tobacco policy statement, thinks she knows one reason why.
E-cigarettes and vape products, they come in thousands of flavors. And these are child-appealing flavors like Sour Patch Kids, things like Death by Chocolate, Red Velvet.
Wally believes banning these flavors would go a long way in reducing the number of minors using tobacco or nicotine products.
How about this? Okay, how about this one right here? The only flavor you can get in is like vomit.
Jeez Louise.
So if that's the only flavor you could get, what do you think? People like, you know, I don't think I'm going to vape.
You know, I go back on vaping. You know, vaping was originally invented to try to help people stop smoking.
Yeah. And then it became cool.
And apparently it worked for a lot of folks. You could dial down the nicotine, if you will. And there's no doubt that vaping is better for you than smoking. Like, that is not an argument. So now because the product is being misused, come on.
Yeah. Well, they're, you know, it's like they're, you know, it's like, do you guys want cotton candy?
I would.
Hey, you know what? First of all, what man wants to vape cotton candy?
I might take it up if it's cotton candy.
Oh, my Lord, we're holding up the headlines.
KTAR Eyes on the Economy. If you're looking for a job, the Greater Phoenix Chamber can help. KTAR's Shira Tanzer joins us live and lets us know how.
They held a Connect to Work event this morning for potential employers who can post applications on a website that connects them to job seekers. Jennifer Miller with the Greater Phoenix Chamber Foundation says they're working with applicants to make sure they're qualified for the roles they're applying for.
We will be working with a lot of community partners that provide training that we can help connect those job seekers to. And then once they get that proper training, we can actually take them that last mile to connect them to the job.
You can check out the job opportunities at connecttoworkaz.com. Live in the news center, Shira Tanzer, KTAR News.
Jobs are available. Jump on them while you can, because they're slowly but surely may not be as available and easy to find in the future.
Well, listen, I wonder where the disconnect is, because we hear about, you know, unemployment being at near record lows. And so if you're looking for a job, how hard is it to find one these days?
That's the question, right? Like,
well,
how hard? Unless they're not real. Like, that's always been one of the things that a lot of those job postings.
A scam?
Not so much a scam, but they're just kind of collecting resumes and things of that nature that's available out there. Yeah, so we'll see. But like things are slowing down because the job openings have come down to the lowest point in 2 years. We're holding up the headlines. We do it every single day. Today, Deborah Dale was kind enough to join us to hold up the headlines. Brought to you by Carol Royce, CarolListToBuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.